brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live shows the first month of 2011. We've got a jam-packed transmission lined up for you. Obviously, the protests exploding all over the Middle East and North Africa are intensifying all over Egypt. The New York Times is now reporting that in Alexandria and also in Cairo, the police are stopping their clashes with the citizens and shaking hands with them and sharing bottled water. That's what happened in 89 with Ceausescu in Romania. And so more and more it looks like Egypt is going to fall to the population. The Egyptian government is arresting basically the entire leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood. Hosni Mubarak is a dictator. Joe Biden is running around, sticking his finger in everybody's face, saying, don't call him a dictator. Just like we heard last week, don't call Hu Jintao a dictator. They are dictators. And even the Sydney Morning Herald gets it right when they says the U.S. sticks to its old playbook of trying to prop up dictators. Now, I've seen some people saying that the West, and last week, you know, we looked at that with some guests on air, that the West is somehow financing that. There is no evidence of this. Tunisia, Yemen, and Egypt are all Western puppet states with dictatorships basically over them. And the population, you know, in a way, the globalists are causing this because in the last year, as the dollar's been devalued, causing world commodity prices in fuel and mainly food to go up, you've got 50-plus percent of the Egyptian population making $2 a day or less. About half the population is on some form of food stamps, just like 43 million Americans are on food stamps. They're on the equivalent of food stamps. They go to these government facilities and are given food, and they're starving. I mean, you look at these rioters, they are very skinny. I mean, they look malnourished. They're, you know, their cheeks are sucked in. And, boy, a hungry stomach makes an angry person. People are so depressed over not being able to feed their children, they're setting themselves on fire, as you know, in the last 3 days. That's desperation right there. Just like we had the Romanian parliament, one of the TV producers there for government TV, throwing himself off the balcony and almost killing himself, saying, you've sold our country out, you've sold our children out, and he jumped off a three-story balcony head first, trying to kill himself. This isn't just something that Muslims do or Buddhists do. Humans do this when they get desperate. And it's the IMF and the World Bank are saying, cut all of your budgets. Everything must go to us on interest on your debt. And these countries, some of them are paying over 20% interest on made-up fiat currency owed to the bankers because the bankers sold them on investing in derivatives. This all started 12 years ago in 1999. And it's going to suck down Greece. It's going to suck down Ireland. It's going to suck down Spain and Portugal and England and the United States. In fact, The Economist magazine is out today saying that, yes, the United States is actually in worse shape than Greece is with its finances. And that's true. And the issue here is I'm all for cutting government spending because that's what gets us dependent so the bankers can hold us hostage and say, pay higher taxes, do what we say, or we'll cut off the basic food stamps and things that people are now dependent on. But once you're already in the situation and once you're dealing with $1,500 trillion and Davos, the banker's demanding another $100 trillion they can leverage out to a quadrillion, $1,000 trillion, you could cut everything. You could pay 100% taxes. You could never pay all this back. It's not owed. It's made up. And that's the big secret. I hear all these conservatives on radio saying, we got to cut this, we got to cut that. That'll do nothing. Let me explain that again. Zero. Zero. You've got to default on all this debt. We'll be right back.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, very important transmission today, obviously, with what's happening all over the world. I'm going to attempt to cover all of this news that's in front of me. It, of course, is the 28th day of January 2011. I want to talk about the V for Victory operation we launched 7 days ago last Friday. It has been the most wildly successful grassroots program we've ever launched. It is just off the charts, the huge response we're seeing. I want to spend some time on that today, and we've been sent scores of new videos and flyers and activist material we're going to be posting up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today. Obviously, a few days ago, I had Brad Meltzer of Decoded, the best-selling author, on. And Mark Dice did not like what they did with the episode that he was in. And I do see a lot of big globalist connections. Meltzer said that I would be pleased with the show and that he actually agreed with me at the end of the show. I have to say it was a whitewash overall and that it was a mixed bag of where they would show both sides. They would show what I had to say. And all the activists in it said that, you know, they're setting up global government corruption, that it's dangerous what's happening. But then they made fun of me and said that I was basically wrong about a skull and bones connection with no proof. And then the host of the show at the end say, oh, we don't think it's a bad thing. Gee, we wish we could be members, and basically act like they want to be groupies, especially the woman host. Then they cut to Meltzer at the end, and he says, well, I disagree with my host. I think overall it's probably bad, but it's still a good club. But I'm surprised this made it on national TV. But it shows how the internet and alternative media has pushed these issues out there where the establishment, 11 years after I snuck in, can't cover it up anymore. But I'm going to get Meltzer back on next week. He said he'd come on, and we'll really go over this, and I'll have time to get some clips from the show. We forgot to record it up here last night. I did record it at home, but we've got to get that transferred over. I'm going to play a few of these clips coming up next week. Separately, obviously we're going to be getting into the economy, Egypt on the verge of the government being overthrown. We've got Wayne Madsen joining us in 22 minutes from now to give us his take. Larry Pratt joins us in the middle of the next hour, the head of Gun Owners of America, to talk about Obama throwing down the gauntlet yesterday and saying, yes, within 2 weeks, he's going to call for and try to get introduced a raft of draconian victim disarmament. And we've got our Friday visit. He wasn't with us last Friday, but we've got our Friday visit coming up with Bob Chapman. In the last 30 minutes, we're going to get Lindsey Williams to pop in with some new developments on that front. So a jam-packed broadcast, obviously, today. One other little issue that I'm going to be playing next week. I got contacted a few weeks ago by the management company for Aerosmith, and I was told that the legendary guitarist Joe Perry had dedicated his new solo album to yours truly. Have Guitar Will Travel is the name of the album. Downloaded it yesterday. They're mailing me a copy. Excellent music, obviously. But talked to Joe for about an hour yesterday, and he wants us to, and I'm honored to play some of it on the show, and it deals with the New World Order and obviously what's in the water. And the whole globalist program, Police State, especially two tracks on the new album. So very exciting to have folks reach out from Aerosmith. Almost on a weekly basis, I get contacted by big Hollywood stars, huge musicians, and 99% of the time, or I'd say 98% of the time, they don't want to come on air. They just privately want to say, we appreciate what you're doing. And the reason that's important is it shows the reach of this broadcast and that celebrities across the board are getting out of the left-right paradigm and really waking up to the real nature of the world. That shows where popular culture is going and is another big win for liberty. But who knows, in the future, you may hear Joe Perry and others here on the broadcast. I don't really push for folks to come on the show, but certainly very well-spoken guy. I talked to him for more than an hour yesterday, and his wife is also great and very informed, extremely informed about what's going on in the world today. In fact, he said to me, he said, you know, living in the world today, we're living on the edge. We need to get that for bumper music. Because in fact, years ago, I heard that song. We've all heard it many times and thought, I ought to use that as bumper music and never got around to it. So let's get Living on the Edge and maybe play a bit of that from Aerosmith today. Here on the broadcast. But next week, we're going to be playing some of Joe Perry's solo music. And right there in the insert, I was on iTunes looking at it, it's dedicated to Alex Jones and the Sea Shepherds, who certainly do a good job trying to expose the killing of whales. That's a big area. I don't like killing elephants and whales and things like that. They almost extincted whales in the last century. But very, very honored that that is going on. Okay, let me just... Obviously, I'm going to get into what's happening in the Middle East and North Africa first here. But then I want to get into this report, In Your Face, dealing with Atlanta Police Department unit investigated over public strip search, WSB-TV. And the police chief admits this went on. But then buried in there, the headline shouldn't be public broad daylight strip search at a drug checkpoint, a Nazi checkpoint, a Soviet-style checkpoint, an authoritarian checkpoint. But they actually did a cavity search on the man. They actually put their hand inside of him. I mean, you cannot make this type of stuff up. And TSA has said in the future they may need to do cavity searches. So, you know, first it's put their hands on your genitals, through your pants, and it's in your pants. It starts with take your shoes off, take your belt off, and it just gets worse and worse. So we're going to be getting in to that. But buried in the article, there's the cavity search in broad daylight. And, of course, the feds are already paying nationwide grants to have police set up warrantless checkpoints and take blood without warrants. They want in our personal space. They're training police under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act for now 9 years to forcibly inject us with vaccines. D.C. announced they'll give you a discount on your driver's license if you give them a blood test. Clinton signed that executive order. It's part of executive fiat law. They never implemented it, but he signed it in 94. It's in my first film made in 97. I show the executive order. I take it to the state police and read it to them, and they promptly arrest me. And I said, look, here's the executive order that they're going to put clinics in here and take blood. And they, of course, were laughing about it. But this is what they've been planning. This is the Holy Grail. And so now the police are going to pull you over and take your pants off on the side of the road in broad daylight in Atlanta. And, I mean, I'm sorry. I would resist that. I would resist. Somebody knocked me on the head when I was jogging and I woke up and they were trying to rape me, I'd resist. And if cops are pulling you over and trying to shove their hand in you, I mean, well, what are you supposed to do to these crazy people who think they're God? Now, we told you that this was going to happen, and the reports are now pouring in. And, of course, this is the top story up on the Drudge Report today. In the last 2 weeks, we actually wrote multiple articles at InfoWars.com. Paul Watson and Jason Douglas did, with the headlines, Homeland Security Hysteria, showing how every day we'd see as many as 6, 7, 8 cases of where they'd shut down whole highways because of a cardboard box, where they'd shut down whole factories because somebody saw somebody on a cell phone. And they're putting out these TSA videos on TV and the web showing people in a mall going, look, he's on a phone. He looks suspicious. Look, he paid for cash. He paid with cash. Call the police. Where they're just taking normal activity and saying it's a sign of terrorism to create this perception that it's so deadly real and that it's so dangerous when you got a better chance of running into a deer and flipping your car and dying. Hundreds and hundreds die a year from that than you do a terrorism. You got a better chance of dying from peanut allergy, a better chance of dying from a bolt of lightning. I mean, you can pull these statistics up. We've written articles with the government's own statistics showing the hundreds and hundreds of things that you have a better chance of dying from. Of course, the number one thing is obviously automobile accidents, 300-plus thou a year. I mean, the world's a dangerous place. It's like this woman 2 days ago that got a $48,000 settlement with Travis County, where I reside here in Austin, Texas. That's the county that Austin's in. Because she was riding in a rural area with a group of long-distance bikers on the shoulder in a rural, you know, one-lane road and hit a pothole on the shoulder and is suing, and the county just gave her money. I mean, it's this idea that the government must keep us safe. Isaac Asimov, back in the 40s, wrote the seminal book, I, Robot, where the government develops robots whose main job is to keep us safe, but in the name of keeping us safe, they build a total tyranny where you're not even allowed to leave your house, and you're basically just plugged into the wall because that's the only way the robots can make sure you're safe. And getting into a sociological situation, if you go back 3,000 years ago to the different dynasties in China, this first started about 3,000 years ago, and of course they've had dynasties for 5,000, that the priest class would learn how to manipulate the royal family and say, women must have tiny feet. Let us bind your feet so they couldn't walk. Women aren't allowed to cut their fingernails. Kings aren't allowed to leave the sacred city, to where they were just paralyzed and conned by the servant class of the elite, and then the servant class became the elite. And that's what's happening here with this nanny state, and the globalists know exactly what they're doing. I've got to pay as a taxpayer into that $48,000 for this woman who was riding her bike, hit a pothole on the shoulder. I mean, it's a country road. There's not unlimited money here. No one's perfect. I mean, you've got to know if you go on long-distance bike trips and you get tired. I remember one time back when I was in better shape, like 16 years ago, on a long-distance bike trek, for me, long-distance, like 20 miles, and I wasn't paying attention, had my head down going up a hill, and ran into a pothole, and it flipped, and I got hurt. She broke her jaw. I just skinned my elbows. Did I go sue everybody because I was going up a hill, not paying attention, you know, just looking down at the ground and hit it and flipped? I mean, do you owe me money because of that? The government can't and won't protect you. All they can do is take your rights. I got even bigger news, though, on the hysteria coming up.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Again, Bob Chapman, Lindsey Williams, Larry Pratt, Wayne Madsen coming up. We're going to get into what's happening in the Middle East, in and around the Suez Canal, what the near certain fall of Egypt, now that the police are beginning to join in with the Egyptian population. When that happens, boom, it's over for the dictator, Hosni Mubarak, who for three decades, if you criticize him in any way, you're taken to a torture dungeon. I mean, they are monsters. And even the Australian news and others are calling out the U.S. saying, why are you trying to prop up a dictator again? And a lot of people are saying they believe the West is orchestrating this. I don't see evidence of that. Tunisia, Yemen, Egypt, those are big allies with the U.S. and Israel and England. And they've got dictatorships that are U.S. funded. How many tens of billions do we give to Egypt every year? As much as we give Israel, I know that. By the way, Rand Paul's calling for cutting off aid to all of them. I agree. You know, here's the headline. Rand Paul, end aid to Israel and everybody else. Absolutely. End that aid now. We're bankrupt. We can't pay for it. And it makes the world hate us because we're funding all this tyranny. Now here's the hysteria stories that we've been talking about. Now imagine, now at 9,000 locations, malls, 846 Walmarts, it's going in this month and next month at 9,000 locations. Many of them already have it. This Walmart has it. Telescreens at the checkout counter saying, watch everybody look for terrorists. Don't trust your neighbors. And so they go out in the parking lot, and a guy's arguing with somebody on a cell phone. I just saw an article last week where a guy was watering his lawn, and the people thought the end of the hose was a gun. They killed him. And the police said, well, good job. You know, we better safe than sorry. I saw an article where they busted in the wrong house and the guy had a remote control in his hand, boom, dead. And they said, well, we felt threatened to stop the drugs the government ships in to begin with to create the crisis and to offer the solution of tyranny. They keep the drugs illegal to keep the price up so their bosses can make more money. But now at Walmart, and I've got other reports of this today as well, report of armed man leads to lockdown at Walmart. 44% of U.S. retail sales, 42 worldwide, is Walmart. These are nice little camps. Walmart admits they've been part of drills for a decade for forced inoculation centers. We were covering that in FEMA documents yesterday, how they're going to use sports stadiums, high schools, Walmarts to lock you down. And they tell the police these are civil insurrection camps. And Walmart is allied with the Defense Department. That's come out. So is Google. That's now coming out mainstream news. Again, we told you about that 6 years ago on Google. Had Mr. Steele, a retired CIA expert in computer information analysis, came on and broke that. And, boy, he got a lot of heat after that happened and said, basically, I've gotten some heat. I'm not coming back on your show. When he let the cat out of the bag on that. But a report of an armed man acting erratically in a Walmart parking lot led to the store being temporarily locked down before the Kirksville police, that's in Missouri, responded and defused the situation with no injuries. Oh, they defused it. Kind of like the city of Austin just bought a couple $1 million worth of robots. So now they're out there shutting down the highways every week, you know, defusing cardboard boxes. But they'll go ahead and blow the cardboard box up to say, well, we're not sure if it was a bomb. Or in San Diego, we got to burn this guy's house down because we think there's bombs in there. No jury, no proof, no nothing. We're just going to burn his house down because the bombs are too dangerous. It's just this made up baloney to create hysteria. According to the Kirksville Police Chief Jim Hughes, a passerby stopped at Kirksville police officer and said they had seen an individual acting erratically in a truck near the Walmart parking lot shortly before 2:30 p.m. The passerby believed the individual had a gun to his head. We don't take these things lightly, Hughes said, especially nowadays. You know, especially nowadays, they're creating all this mind control hysteria. The KPD responded to control the scene in order to lock down to the store, both to keep shoppers in and prevent the individual from entering the store. Then they went up and talked to him and found out he was having a long discussion on his cell phone. I can't tell you how many times I've had some emergency at the office come up, an alarm go off or a water, you know, valve breaking or an air conditioner leaking. And my wife goes into Target or the grocery store and I just say, take the kids, honey. And I walk around for 20 minutes out front the store so I'm not bothering people inside. And I mean, now that's bad. I mean, we've all done that. Or I'll sit in the car. You just go on in, baby. I'll meet you in 10 minutes. All right, now back to this. You know, the alarm code is, or I get a call, we're having unusual activity on your bank debit card. You have to tell us, you know, did you buy flowers at this shop? You know, you're making those phone calls that you got to make, and it's evil because the public has become wicked on average, and the wicked fleeth when none pursueth. They're just running around in hysteria and fear, not trusting each other. Meanwhile, the big corrupt government is out of control. And here's another article from CBS News in Dallas. Dallas police officer charged with stealing from Crime Stoppers. They reportedly put in $250,000, $250,000 in fake tips and paid themselves through the tip line. That's what this Stasi tattletale society is. That's the new economy, is your neighbor turning you in, and now Congress wants to give them immunity from fake tips.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
All over the country, police under federal grants are now running warrantless checkpoints and taking blood at them. And on top of that, the Atlanta police now strip people in broad daylight and do cavity searches on the side of the highway. That is out of WSB-TV. The police admit it. So now, to prove you're not with Al-Qaeda, the police with no warrant are going to do sexual assault to you, basically. And the man describes it as a sexual assault. And what's our mainstream media doing? Making fun of Jesse Ventura filing a lawsuit calling it sexual assault. You know, since when do men not get our rights? You've got all these women that are sexual abuse victims freaking out, filing suits over the TSA and winning, especially in Amarillo last year when they pulled the woman's blouse off and her bra and then said, man, you're good looking. She has witnesses. That's why they settled. And then she was crying at the gate, and men came and said, I wish I could be part of the search. They were so attracted to her, and I've seen her on the news. Very good looking. I mean, these are men who could never get a woman, and they don't understand it's all about loving your woman. It's all about the woman wanting you. It's all about the enjoyment of liking each other. These are goons who cannot probably ever had a woman in their life, and they're such animals, they run up to a woman who's crying and say, man, I really wish I could have been part of that search. I mean, these are animals, ladies and gentlemen. These are complete and out of control. This is what tyranny is. The government hires a bunch of idiots. The good cops quit. The good TSA people have been quitting. I'm not saying they're all like this, but it's an atmosphere that allows these type of animals to get away with this. In Ventura, I've been there when they're sticking their hand between his legs. And that's in his lawsuit. I've watched it. And believe me, he was mad. And I have seen mainstream media spin it and say it's a publicity stunt. Guess what? He's had ABC, NBC, Good Morning America all call him in Mexico. And he said, no, I'll come on your show in April. I'm done. I'm not responding. If he was wanting publicity. And he is going to come on in April when he gets back for a couple of weeks. He's down in Mexico right now, doesn't even have phone. He's just got email. But, you know, again, we're the victims of this, and the media spins it like, oh, this guy in Atlanta, he should have liked the cops putting their hands inside of his body. All right, we're going to go to Wayne Madsen here in just a moment for the balance of the hour, obviously with the geopolitical ramifications of what's happening in Egypt, Tunisia, and Yemen, and what he thinks is going on behind the scenes. I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of my analysis of this. Lindsey Williams is on the last 30 minutes with Bob Chapman while he's on with us. We've got, of course, Larry Pratt popping in with Obama, blowing the trumpet, sending up the red balloon, throwing down the gauntlet, opening the drawbridge, whatever, the floodgates, and saying, yeah, we're going to go with hardcore gun grabbing, assault weapons ban, extrajudicial banning of people owning guns, basically the no-buy list, just like the no-fly list that his former chief of staff Emanuel called for, where you're just magically can't buy a gun anymore because they think you're unstable. That's all coming. And they want to only let you buy one gun per purchase. They've told us what they want, and now they're announcing that they're going to roll it out in the next week and a half. So that's coming up. But before we go to Wayne Madsen, I just wanted to point out to listeners that we continue to upgrade and expand PrisonPlanet.tv. In April, it'll be up 7 years. There are tens of thousands of pieces of media. There's every show going back 7 years with a higher quality podcast. There's my book, Paul Watson's book, that are out of print. There's all these special report videos. We've been flying all over the country and the world. We've gone to Canada and other areas with these special interviews that are being posted exclusively there. And your support of PrisonPlanet.tv also finances much of our invaluable operations. And we're running that special till the end of the week, 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we've also got the Draft Ron Paul, a limited run, limited edition T-shirts available at Infowars.com, and we also have a limited time. I'm only going to have these for just a few months, and that's the V for Victory T-shirt, which really goes back to the archers over 600, 700, going back 800 years ago in England. That was their symbol to the invading Norman and French and others. Was they would do the V symbol of their fingers. That's actually the oldest in Europe use of it, saying we got our fingers, we've got our longbows, because the Normans, whenever they would capture the Anglo-Saxons, would cut their index and middle fingers off. So I went with it because it's the V for victory against Nazi occupation. It's a symbol everybody knows, victory against the globalist. It's simple, but I've actually gone back and done the deep research. It comes from the archers, and that's why the British came up with it originally, and then had the French adopt it as the resistance. So those T-shirts are now available, and I've got more to say about this whole movement coming up later in the next hour. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also get a trial membership for $5.95 a month or 15 cents a day, or get close to half off when you sign up for a year. You get 5.3 months free when you pay for 6.7 months. In fact, Jaron just came in here and showed me the new, here they are, the new Draft Ron Paul shirts. Very, very handsome, and your purchase also supports this broadcast and everything we do here as well, getting the movement going, the self-fulfilling prophecy of getting Ron Paul to run for president. Those are available along with the V-shirts as well on the online video bookstore apparel shopping cart at Infowars.com. Okay, we're going to Wayne Madsen. I just want to give you a one-minute summation of what I believe is happening here. I am not 100% sure that Western governments aren't involved in this, because we know NATO, the U.S., Israel, many others on record have financed revolutions all over the world. But they're almost always in countries that are run by people that aren't going under IMF World Bank control. Tunisia, Yemen, They're even having unrest in Jordan. In all of these places, but in and around Egypt, these are dictatorships. And you see Biden defending that right now, and major newspapers are saying, why is the U.S. defending another dictator? The public, around half the public is on some form of food assistance. Right at half the population makes $2 or less a day. You look at these rioters, these demonstrators, they're very skinny. They look malnourished. They're hungry. And the IMF and World Bank have demanded in the last 6 months that the food allotments be cut. Imagine if the 43 million Americans on food stamps had that taken. You'd have unrest within a week or two. These people are starving in many cases in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Yemen, where the food allotments are being cut, especially in Tunisia and in Egypt. And so no matter how you slice it, the big central banks are creating this. And on top of them ordering the food cut, the prices are up because of dollar devaluation worldwide, and food is denominated in dollars in those nations. So commodities are going up, not just oil, but also food. So I don't see why the globalists would want to do this and why they want to be behind it. Some people are saying there's evidence of that. Egypt has shut down the internet. There were reports that Mubarak has fled. The police in the last 3 hours, the New York Times are reporting, are stopping to fight with the public and shaking hands and drinking bottled water together. The police are sharing their bottled water with them. Let's get Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency. He's written for dozens of major newspapers and magazines. And, of course, is a routine analyst and expert that joins us. His website's thewaynemadsenreport.com. Wayne, what's your breakdown and your take on what's happening in the Middle East, North Africa?
Well, I think what's happening is the same thing we've seen happen on the streets of Athens. We've seen it in London. We've seen it in Ireland and Iceland. This is a reaction against what the global bankers have done to these economies. This is a Mediterranean issue. We've seen it play out in Italy. We've seen it play out in Greece and Spain. And why should North Africa be any different? Of course, they in North Africa have these longtime U.S.-supported thugs that we've relied on, Ben Ali in Tunisia, Mubarak in Egypt, and these others. And I think this is paybacks. Now, I find it interesting that the WikiLeaks cables talk about Egypt. They just released a bunch, I guess, in the last 24 hours. But I think the people who might think that what we're going to see is like a liberal democracy arise where the new leaders will go off to Davos and break bread with those hoodlums and gangsters that meet there every year are mistaken. We know that the Arab street is not all that big on these U.S. and Western-imposed dictators, and we're seeing, I think, that play out in Egypt right now.
In fact, that's always been a bigger beef in the Arab and Central Asian nations, that our governments continue to install and fund dictators from the Shah running right through to today with Mubarak. They're more angry about that than the U.S. military presence.
Oh, absolutely. So the people, you know, these commentators that are saying, oh, it's going to be wonderful. We're going to have, you know, new governments in the Arab world. They're going to be moderate. They're going to be pro-Israel. Hey, forget it. The Arab street, especially people in Egypt, know how Mubarak has brutalized those aid convoys trying to get into Gaza. They're at one with the people of that beleaguered territory, and they're not going to be sitting down and inviting the head of the IMF and World Bank to Cairo for meetings on austerity plans and the kinds of things we
so you agree with my analysis then, because people I respect are with really no evidence. I've been seeing claims that the West is involved in this and that it was WikiLeaks that triggered it, but I don't really see that. We've already been seeing unrest. I mean, this really comes down to food.
Yeah, I think what we may have seen, there may be a little bit of truth in what these other folks are saying. I think there's been an attempt to co-opt the opposition in some of these countries to try to tamp it down, control the opposition, and I think that's failed. When we hear in Tunisia the Jasmine Revolution, now we're hearing about the Day of Rage in Egypt and in Yemen and in Lebanon. Well, that all smacks of George Soros-funded themed revolutions. But I think in this case, they've bitten off more than they can chew. We're not going to see them control these revolutions. The governments that come to power know fully well what people like George Soros and Barack Obama and George W. Bush have done to their part of the world, and they're not happy about it.
We're now seeing similar statements to what we saw last year out of Davos from George Soros about how he's having a wonderful crisis. Now he's saying this economic turmoil has been very good for me. He's up there gloating over it. And I saw an Associated Press article on Monday out of Davos, a headline, Davos calls for $100 trillion in additional credit, which means $100 trillion of taxpayer-backed money for them to then go loan to individuals, corporations, and countries, in some cases as high as 30% annual compounding interest. I mean, these guys are so brazen or chutzpah-filled, I don't know what term to use, hubris-filled, when they're just saying, give us $100 trillion more. And you know, through the classic fractional reserve banking leverage, that would then be $1 quadrillion or $1,000 trillion. But now through the derivatives model, it's almost unlimited. I mean, this is insane.
Well, I hope these bankers in Davos are watching what's happening in the streets of Cairo, Alexandria, Tunis, Sana'a, Yemen. Because, you know, this is not going to be contained in the Arab world. We're already seeing protests in some of these 10-pot dictatorships in Africa, these Western-installed leaders there. And we're seeing it play out in Europe. I would note that what's happening in Tunisia and Algeria, let's not forget that there's large North African populations, in for example, in France. And they see Sarkozy as no different than some of these tin-horn dictators that they're chasing out in North Africa. He basically was imposed on the French people. And I think we're going to see shockwaves go through some of these European countries. Now, as far as the United States, what happened yesterday, that commission that Obama named on the Wall Street fiasco came out and said, we're all at fault. Now, I'm not at fault. You're not at fault. Who are they talking about?
Well, that's what a State of the Union was about, was this collective guilt, and that if you don't go along with what the bankers say, you don't believe in America anymore, and that we've got to just sit down and have austerity and accept the carbon tax, green jobs that are going to be everywhere, and everything is going to be just fine. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, yeah, and I don't know. You know, I don't know what it would take for the American people to, you know, do what they're doing in Cairo. If the American people think they have a representative government, they're sadly mistaken in that, because we saw that play out in the State of the Union, where basically you had a meeting. That's the annual meeting of the oligarchy, and they're all sitting there. You know, everything is for public consumption. It's sort of like when the Queen opens up Parliament. It's all pomp and circumstance.
Wayne Madsen, what do you make of the statements by Biden that Mubarak is not a dictator? That's like saying if a red cardinal is sitting in the tree outside my backyard that it's not a red cardinal. It's like saying the sun comes up that big ball of ignited gas isn't our sun. Here's the Sydney Morning Herald headline. Revolution is in the air, but U.S. sticks to same old script. Washington appears addicted to propping up tyrants. What's your take on just a week and a half ago, our government saying, don't call, you know, even going after Harry Reid when he finally had a Freudian slip and called who a dictator. Now we're being told that, you know, we're not allowed to talk bad about Mubarak, even though he's a horrible, murdering, torturing dictator. We're told he's a great guy. I mean, what does this say about our government, though, that they love dictatorship? That tells us what type of government they want here.
Yeah, well, that's because we're a dictatorship. Let's not mince words here. I mean, what we hear every day about police brutality in this country and the frittering away of more constitutional rights. I mean, and Biden, as far as Biden's concerned, I mean, this guy always allows his override his lack of gray matter. I mean, he's been trying to grow hair plugs for how long now? That hair plugs need something to root in, and it's hard to grow them when what's underneath is a vacuum.
Wayne, we're about to go to break, but I wanted to throw this point out. The New York Times and others are reporting, but it's not getting a lot of attention, that in many areas of Alexandria and now Cairo, the police will get into an hour-long, two-hour battle, and then they're just joining as the people, you know, chant, you know, be an Egyptian, don't be a traitor, and the police are throwing down their weapons and going and hugging and joining and giving their water and their Gatorade and things to the people. I mean, that looks like shades of 89 in Romania.
All right, and there's also reports on Al Jazeera that the military is now coming out and flashing the peace sign to the protesters. So I would say Mubarak, if he's not at the airport getting ready to fly out, that may happen very soon. And, you know, the U.S. has trained a lot of these Egyptian military officers, but this may be paybacks as well. You know, we trained them. We brought them over here in some cases for training, but they know full well what it's like to be an Arab in the United States. Can you imagine what they faced at the airports, even though they may be traveling with diplomatic passports? You know, you reap what you sow, and if the military takes part with the people of this revolution, I don't think the military's rank and file is all that pro-American.
By the way, Mubarak's now called out the army. They're machine gunning people in the streets, and that caused the police to now remove their uniforms. They've begun joining. That's confirmed. Egypt is about to fall to the people.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Arabia, the New York Times, and others are reporting that many of the police are now not just hugging and giving their water, which doesn't sound like a lot here, it's a lot there with the population near starvation. And now it's confirmed, Mubarak has called out the military to start just shooting people. And the same thing happened with Ceausescu, and then now the police and the military are going to start shooting back. So this happens over and over again throughout history. It's touch and go what's going to happen. But this is a very explosive situation with the Suez Canal going through that that region. But I tell you, Mubarak, it looks like, is in serious danger of being overthrown right now, Wayne Madsen.
I would say so. And I think what the U.S. Should be also concerned about is who's next. We got to remember that the U.S. has been supporting the Saudi regime for a number of years, mostly over oil. And the eastern province of Saudi Arabia has a majority Shia population. If you see them rise up, their natural ally is Iran. What is the United States going to do then? Try to fight Israel's war in Iran and Saudi Arabia? I mean, I think this also sends a message to Israel that things in their neighborhood are changing, and the Palestinians are also watching what's going on. They know that some of their leaders were from these Palestine papers that were released. Some of their own leaders were willing to give too much away.
And remember what happened 3.5 years ago in Lebanon in that several-month war. The main armor columns got beaten. The helicopters got beaten by actually trained people that were in their anti-tank dugouts and were ready to fight to the death. I mean, this is a serious situation. How do you see this affecting energy prices? Gold's exploding. I see oil's going up right now.
Well, let's look at the energy countries. There's a thought that Algeria may be next. Of course, that's a big supplier of natural gas to the U.S. If Saudi Arabia goes, there's the price of oil. The eastern province, that's where the oil is. That's where the refineries are. That's where the tankers pull in to load up. So we could see a huge increase in oil prices if this Arab revolt.
And we know what the British and the U.S. have done before. If these Arab uprisings take over those ports, I think you're going to see U.S. special forces sent in to try to secure it, and that's going to be an unbelievable bloodbath.
Oh, absolutely. If U.S. special forces, and we don't know whether the U.S. has a strategic relationship with Egypt. We don't know if the U.S. is in there giving them advice. And if an American special forces or CIA agent is caught anywhere near advising the Mubarak government, you know, they're going to be hanging from a lamppost in Cairo, Alexandria, or Port Said.
And that will supercharge the rebellion.
Oh, yeah, but what we'll hear in this country is just like this thug that shot these two guys in Pakistan who claims he's a diplomat. It sounds like he's a Blackwater guy. People around the world getting fed up with these overpaid people that we send to these other countries, military, civilian, or otherwise. They live like kings while...
Oh, the army. I mean, I've had army officers on. They are totally sick of them. And all those rumors we heard 5, 6, 7 years ago about Blackwater are now in federal court. Blackwater on cocaine, running around naked in the streets at night, shooting up people's cars for fun. It turns out that's coming out in federal lawsuits.
Well, right. And then we've got this pencil sharpener, General Petraeus, who runs around like he... some sort of American proconsul, saying, who elected him to be anything in Afghanistan or Pakistan or anywhere else? The guy, the only combat injury he ever had was probably a paper cut.
All right, stay there, Wayne. We're going to do 5 more minutes with you, then I'm getting into all the other news. Then we got Larry Pratt on the government moving to take our guns. Yeah, it's been announced. And we got Bob Chapman, Lindsey Williams coming up. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.